Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, Kyle High in studio. Also with me in studio, Brandon Tadman, and also our guest in studio, Zach from Equality Motors and Independence. Good morning, Zach. How are you doing today, man?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Kyle?
Doing pretty good, sir. And what are we going to talk about today?
Last week, we talked about brakes. Today, we're going to talk about tips for improving fuel economy.
All righty. Sounds good.
There's a lot of different factors that go involved with that. Some simple ones, stop and go traffic. That's a pretty big factor in that, because when you're sitting there idling, accelerating and braking constantly, it's just really hurting that fuel economy,
right,
compared to, you know, cruising highway speeds constantly on a nice flat road. Another factor is your spark plugs. A lot of vehicles will tend to drop off in fuel mileage as they age. This is usually a sign of the spark plugs getting a little worn and they're not firing and burning that fuel efficiently there too. So it's kind of dropping down a little
right.
bit. Another factor are those oxygen sensors. I'm sure everyone's probably had a check engine light on once in their life and had it scanned somewhere and it showed some oxygen sensor codes. What those do, they'll go into the exhaust and they measure the amount of oxygen coming through the exhaust, which in turn they help control the fuel to air mixture. So if they're not seeing the right amount, that sensor's not reading properly, it might be dumping too much fuel into it and they're using too much fuel and they're
right.
That's just killing your fuel economy.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all there. Another thing there is tire pressure. Might seem a little weird, but these manufacturers go to great lengths to attempt to improve fuel mileage. That's what drives some of these car sales out there. Now, people go out there just looking for, hey, what's the best fuel economy car I can buy? And then on your tires, there's generally a sticker on the inside of that door frame that'll let you know what the manufacturer recommends those tires to be set at. That's what they've road tested all these vehicles at, got the best fuel economy out of them. That's what they believe is the best tire pressure to set at. So if you stick with what's on that door, you should stay pretty good there too.
Yeah, because if it's a little too low, then, you know, it's the car's having to work harder to keep up speed. And then, of course, guess what? You're burning more fuel doing that.
And you're pulling right or left or vice versa or something like that, and you're kind of fighting it there too. Another big thing is weight. So you might see all these trucks out there with these big wheels and these big tires on them. Those weigh a lot more, and weight is a big factor in your fuel mileage. So the more weight you put on your vehicle, the less fuel mileage you're going to have. So all those bigger tires out there are probably really killing that fuel mileage there too.
let me get in on this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, you're on.
No, can you hear me? Okay,
yeah.
There we go. I was gonna say most of the people that have those really big tires on like their trucks, they don't really care about fuel mileage though. They're just trying to let people know they have a big truck.
Yeah.
So.
At that point in time, they're just like, hey, you know what? I've punted on fuel.
Yeah, we're gonna run you off the road.
It's yeah.
Okay.
It's like forget fuel. I just want to have the big tires. So.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't care about the 6 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
The Hummers.
Exactly.
The type of fuel you use plays a big role. So when you get the gas pump nowadays, you got those ones that have ethanol in them, then you have the ethanol free, and then you have your 91 octane and your premiums there. That E85 and those other ethanol fuels, they're cheaper just to be cheaper. They don't actually improve your fuel economy in your vehicle or anything along those lines. They might actually drop it just a little bit too. Even though all those vehicles nowadays are made to run on that flex fuel, it still doesn't get the best fuel economy you possibly can. So if you're running the E85 and you're not getting what you think you should be, I recommend switching up to a higher octane and see what you get from there too. And while we're talking about fuel additives are always recommended. Dump the stuff into your fuel tank. You know, it helps keep all that fuel clean, makes it burn efficient. Also, when it runs through there, it helps keep those fuel injectors clean, which that actually, you know, sprays the fuel into the motor so it can
And that's
combust.
Something you can just pick up like at an auto store, correct?
Yeah.
And you just pour it in like you would.
Yep.
Obviously, you need to get the cone, but.
Yeah, I would recommend a funnel, especially nowadays, because it's a lot harder without these capless fuel systems
right,
we have now.
Right.
The best time to put that in there is when you have a low amount of fuel, like quarter tank or less. You pour that in there, and then you go fill it up afterwards, so all that stuff mixes together really well. And it really helps you out from there, too. There's a couple other factors that you can't really control that come into fuel economy, like wind. If you're driving headlong into a wind,
yeah,
it's really
going to
drain that fuel economy.
And you could feel it when you're driving. You're just like, I can't go any faster.
Yep. And then another thing is when you're driving with the wind, it helps push that vehicle. You know, it helps just kind of improve the fuel economy. It kind of aids you anyways. A couple other things too, road surfaces, the terrain you're on. If you're on a lot of up and down hills compared to a flat road, your fuel economy is going to go down a little bit compared to, you know, cruising on the highway speeds and flat road.
On some of those roads where we get the hills, I mean, I know, because, you know, I think most cars nowadays have the little ticker that, you know, the average.
You can see the instant.
So, and I love that because when I go down a hill and I just let it coast, it just peaks. I'm like, yeah.
I'm getting 100 miles a gallon right here.
I'm getting peak gas mileage here. And obviously, I know that's not exact, but it does give kind of a good idea of where it's at,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of just a real time
thing. Right.
It's not, and then you have your average that's probably pretty close to that. And some people might look at their average and be like, hey, I'm not getting quite what I want. Well, that average actually takes in all your idle time, takes in all the time that vehicle's just sitting there running, using fuel instead of, you know, just calculating it as you do, like you used to do at the pump, where you go X amount of miles, put X amount of gallons in the tank, and then do your math.
So it may actually be a little bit more, but it's, again, that thing is taking, or yeah, a little less, but that's taking into the amount that you're just a lot of the idle time and stuff like that.
Exactly, there, yep.
So that is about all the fuel today, but few things do we want to talk about here because, you know, we got some snow coming up and supposedly snow coming up Monday, Sunday coming into Monday.
Sunday night into Monday.
Yeah,
possibly. And it's varied every day. It's weird. We get the weather every day. And
well,
it started
rain now.
Well, it started like earlier this week. It said it was going to be ice and really fairly cold temperatures, like in the teens. And now we get it this morning and it's now just some rain on Sunday night and then maybe some snow showers. So it's kind of transitioned from, they said, what would have been ice now to maybe just some light snow showers, but the temperature a little bit more doable.
So just in case, let's kind of go over a few things we already did talk about. Tires. Mm-hmm. Obviously, tread is really important when the roads get iced over. Tread is super important at that point, is it not?
Yeah, you can't beat anything. The more tread you have at that situation, the better. Because, I mean, it's not going to get great grip one way or another because you're on ice, but the more tread you have, the more chances you have of catching a grip there.
Because I've had tires before that got a little bald. Not bald, but the tread was worn down, and I went to slow down because I had to make a turn. And I was like, nope, I'm still going straight. Boom, curb.
Yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't anything horrible. And then the other thing is winterization for this year because, I mean, we've been lucky with temperatures so far.
Yeah,
I mean, today's 60,
good.
So today's going to but it looks like it's going to dip this weekend. What kind of winterization tips can we get into just to make sure that we are safe for these extreme cold weathers if we have to go on a long trip, especially with Christmas coming up? A lot of people be traveling.
Yep. Tires. Make sure you got good tires on there. Have your coolant checked. Have the freeze point of it checked. Just have somebody check the fluid. Make sure it looks okay. It's not dirty or anything along those lines. That plays a pretty big role. And it actually plays with your heat and air, too. So it uses that coolant to push warm air through the vehicle. And if you don't have enough, you're not going to get any
heat. Right. And that's not going to be a good thing.
Yep. The battery as well. That's another main thing. I mean, this cold weather really can zap those pretty quickly. So if you're having a slow start now, I'd at least have it tested somewhere before we get these really cold temperatures.
And at Quality Motors and Independence, you guys will check those for free if you come in for like an oil change or something like that. You guys check that for free just to make sure the battery and the coolant are at good levels, correct?
Yep. We'll check the battery, the freeze point of the coolant, the tires, your brakes, check for any leaks or anything along those lines, the belts and hoses and all that good stuff.
And obviously, you let us know before you do anything with it, hey, this is this, and you make recommendations. Hey, I mean, you did that with my tires when I took it up there about a month ago. I said, and you're like, your tires look great. They'll be fine for at least another 6 months. Just when you come in again, we may have to replace them, but you still look great. Just rotate them and move along. And like I was telling Brandon, he's like, what? My car has like 50,000 miles on it, and those are still the original tires.
That's still pretty good.
Those are really good tires.
To me, that just blows my mind.
Oh,
I was like, there's no way you've had the same tires for 50,000 miles. Like, that's just... No, it's just that's crazy to me.
Well, I mean, I do a lot of driving, but I don't do a lot of the, you know, coming up to the stoplight and going, peeling out, you know, from the stoplight. I start slowly and go along because I know peeling out and slamming on your brakes, that will wear on your tires quicker.
It eats up that rubber a lot faster.
And especially when you see those skid marks on the ground, you know, it's like, oh boy, that tire just took a hit.
There's 10,000 miles.
Exactly.
One peel out equals 1,000 miles.
There goes the tire there. So anyway, if anybody's got calls, they can call us right now. 251-6909, 1-800-252-5443, 1-800-252-KGGF. If you have any questions for Zach about about your cars, and especially, you know, like we said, the winter months. I mean, we're already in the winter months pretty much, but the cold weather is going to be coming, but also a lot of traveling going on for Christmas. So people want to make sure they are okay with that. And Brandon, I don't know if you have anything to ask Zach here, but...
No, I'm going to have him check my tires.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'm going to have him check my tires.
Make sure the tread is good, huh?
I don't got the crazy anomaly tires like you that can last 100 million thousand miles, so I think I might need some. So
I love having the anomaly tires. So, yeah, those are good
tires. Which makes no sense, but, you know.
Well, and the fact that those are the original tires. Basically, those are, I guess, what you call the stock tires.
Yeah.
And it's like... I don't know how they've lasted this long, but that's incredible.
So you got your car brand new?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
With 0.00 miles
on
it.
Yeah, well, when I drove it off the lot, it had 15 miles on it.
15 miles, okay.
Because, you know, I mean, obviously there was, you know, test drives and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It was only test drove once before me, and then I was like, I'm getting this car.
This car
feels good. It's got the rear camera, I'm terrible at parallel parking. I since got that rear camera, I'm like a champion at parallel parking.
Huh?
Now it's like a great. Well, because I mean,
that's
now you
cheating.
Can see. Now you can see behind you.
Remember
now
you took your driver test at 14 years old. We didn't have no cameras behind to help out.
I failed parallel parking. That was the only thing I failed on my driver's test. But I mean, that camera now, that makes it so much easier now, because you can actually now see in real time which behind you instead of just doing the
Now there's cars that like have the sensors that can like self parallel park for you.
Yeah.
And like I just don't trust.
Yeah,
I don't
either. That would worry me.
It's really good.
It's incredible.
Oh, so it is really good.
Yeah, they have all those sensors around each one of those bumpers. If it gets close to anything, it automatically puts it in park or just applies the brakes for you.
Is that like the ones where, you know, you see the commercials where the car will brake itself to stop an accident from happening because it notices it?
Exactly.
So I wonder if that's cut down on a lot of accidents.
I haven't done any research on it, but I'd have to believe that it probably has.
Yeah, because, I mean, humans, we make mistakes.
Oh,
but those sensors, man, those things are super sensitive, so it'll stop for you.
You get a lot of beeping, and it'll slow you down.
And then you're just sitting there like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm glad this stopped for me.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, Zach, thank you very much for coming in today. And first of all, how can they get a hold of you guys at Quality Motors?
You can call us at 620-331-6090. Or you can see us online at www.qualitymotors.com.
And you can schedule appointments online and call. And you guys are, again, you're still open on Saturdays, correct?
Yep, we're still open 8 to 3. I know we have some openings for tomorrow, so I'll be there tomorrow. So call, make an appointment, or come by and see me tomorrow.
Absolutely. So get on out there, give them a call, or go online, schedule an appointment. I called in, got my appointment. I was in the next day, had a great experience. My kids were there, and they were really good. And they had there's toys there for kids to play with. So if you have kids, there's toys there for kids
to
play with.
We can entertain them.
Keep them entertained. And there's TVs there, too, so you can watch some football or something. All right. Well, Zach, again, thank you very much for coming in today, man. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Open Line right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.